So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker, but don't you.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with Vicki Steiner, North Dakota State Legislature and Bakken Energy Expert.
Here's to making a few friends out of a few strangers.
Last time we spoke, rather than last time, I know a number of counties have made investments. I talked to Crosby, and they invested in, I think, their pool and some downtown streets. You know, there's been a number of, you mentioned Newtown as the bypass. That's from a state. But a number of these cities, these towns, have invested in their infrastructure, whether it be from the surge money that came in or just that they needed to do something. And then there were some communities that kind of weren't sure about it. I remember Dennis Johnson a couple of years ago at the oil and gas producing meeting, annual meeting, was talking about how Dickinson went from debt-free to $100 million in debt really quick. And so he was just kind of warning people about that. Are you hearing anything from your oil and gas producing counties that are either a little bit nervous about oil prices due to some city investments, or that just has some nerves about that type of thing?
I haven't yet. I think what they're nervous about is if the formula might be changed and the revenue stream would be cut, but there aren't any proposals that I'm aware of yet that would do that, although people talk. But I would like to see that we hold that formula as it is, because we haven't even had a chance to see if it's going to work. The oil prices, it fell, the buckets on the Strategic Infrastructure and Investment Fund didn't fill. So we haven't actually had a chance to see some of the new formula changes play out yet for both the state and the counties, western counties. So my hope is that we make sure that we take care of the hub cities. They're going to have a certain level of expectation on debt repayment. But once we get that revenue stream secured, everybody will be sitting in good shape. We might have to tweak a few things in the formula, but I'd like to see the formula stay as it is, and we'll see how that discussion goes once we get in to the session on January 3rd. Jeff, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I think, basically just to kind of echo what you said, there are identifiable projects out there. There are, communities that are looking to upgrade their wastewater systems. There are other communities that are approaching limits of their water capacity. So, a lot of the transportation infrastructure has been upgraded, but there are still needs out there. And, of course, there's need to service the debt that supported the existing projects.
And also, Jason, this is Vicki. I wanted to let people know, if they're from a non-oil county, that actually the money was sent statewide. There's oil money that feeds the Water Resources Trust Fund. And through water projects and also transportation projects, there was both oil county and non-oil county money that went out. And virtually every corner of the state was touched with oil money. So sometimes it's not labeled that way because it comes either through DOT or some other fund. But the source was the oil and gas industry.
Where are you hearing the hot spots are? I'm hearing it's like Watford City and just kind of right around that area. We got just a few minutes left with Jeff Simon and Vicki Steiner with the Western Dakota Energy Alliance. So we'll kind of go with some closing thoughts if you guys want to mention where some of the activities are. And then whatever direction you guys want to go with the conversation from there, I like to give guests the last word so it's not framed by me. And that way they can make sure that they get out over the airwaves and in print, whatever it is that they'd like to. Go ahead, guys.
Well, this is Vicki, and absolutely the activity is near Watford City. You can feel it when you're in that area. Also Williston. Williston has a lot of service companies. And I live in Dickinson, and I'm actually kind of surprised that the motel parking lots have a lot of white pickups, and generally the oil and gas industry is driving white pickups. So the motel parking lots are not empty like they were when I lived in Dickinson in the early 80s, when they said it was an oil bust in 81 and 82. And we have people leaving Dickinson every day to go out and work, and many are going out on production duties, but we have still a lot of activity. Now, Lynn Helms at our meeting said Dunn County is actually the shining star right now.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicki Steiner or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this
stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting-edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.